Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of him, man. He was a soldier today, you know, from probably the second drive. You know, he had all kinds of things going on with him from his waist down. So he hung in there, man. I just tried to encourage him the whole game just to hang in there. And he led us. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the win. No, I think we made the best decision. You know, Jay, I don't know if you saw, you know, that drive right before Josh came in. He just couldn't move and you know, throwing balls, you know, on the ground and misfiring a little bit. And so hats off to Josh coming in and really leading us. He scared me a little bit on that first ball. He threw 5 yards short in the ground. But, you know, Josh McCown stepped up again, and, you know, we just didn't have enough time today. Oh, he wouldn't have been able to make that. He wouldn't have been able to make it. So, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll be healthy enough to go. I think he will be. You know, that's just dealing with those muscles is kind of tough. You know, it's hit or miss. And, you know, just for him to be able to be out there today was a blessing, you know. That was a bonus for us to have him for the time we had him. You know, hopefully he can continue on with his rehab and be stronger next week and last a little longer. No, you know, Jay, and I think we had some discussion on the sideline, and, you know, Jay was fighting to the end, you know, so you leave that up to a competitor like Jay, you know. Yeah, well, that was our game plan from when we installed it on Wednesday, so it's one of those things where, you know, but our coaching staff does a great job of walking us through the game before we get to the field, you know, so we understood what we would run. You know, either, you know, I even talked to the guys, you know, when we were coming out, and I said, hey, we got a lot of time. We're going to score. We're going to go for two. So we understood, you know, the magnitude of the situation and understood, you know, what we were going to do when we got down there. And Detroit, man, they played their butts off. They're getting better defensively, and you got to give them credit. But, you know, can't give them too much, you know, because, you know, they say Packers and Bears. But I got, you know, probably got a nastier taste in my mouth with these guys, man. They, you know, these guys, you know, they're difficult to deal with, man. And unfortunately, we have to wait a couple more weeks to see them in the playoffs. Very, very. I mean, Josh, he doesn't have a C on his chest, but he's definitely one of our captains. He's one of our emotional leaders. He gets practice going as a backup. And, you know, not only does he take mental reps every single play, he's behind Jay, mimicking what's going on, going through his reads as if he's in the play, and he prepares. He's one of the first guys there and the last one to leave. You know, Josh doesn't leave the facility until 7:30, sometimes even later. He's a special guy, man, a godly man that I really look up to. So I'm glad to be behind him and when he's leading us. No, I mean, whenever, you know, it doesn't matter if we're playing against the Lions, Packers, it doesn't matter what's, you know, our opponent, you know, in the division. It's going to be a game like this. It's going to go down to the last drive. So came down to the last drive. We just didn't, you know, we didn't get the job done. So Lions, they came with it today. They beat us on our hallowed ground. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll see them in the playoffs. No, that was the right call. You know, just for Alshon to get his hands on that ball and have the body control to get his, you know, to get down. You know, that kid is special, man. He's awesome. All right, let me say it like this. There's not a lot of Jay Cutlers walking the streets. And I talk to everybody. I don't care how great Josh McCown does. He's awesome. I'm glad we have him as a number two. I don't think you can have a better number two. But Jay Cutler is our quarterback, and no one can, you know, can lead this team better than he can right now. So, you know, if he's – Jay's 80% is better than a lot of guys 100% in this NFL. I mean, look how efficient he was when he was able to, you know, move around. The pocket was clean for him, you know, checking the ball down, you know, putting us in the right position. He was special. You know, even the touchdown he threw to me, you know, that was all him. You know, I wasn't even supposed to be there. He threw me open. So the kid is special. And, you know, once he gets back to 100%, we'll continue to roll. No, I approach every game the same. you know, actually there are times where, you know, your emotions can get riled up. You know, Monday night football, Thursday night football, you know, the defensive back on the other field, some trash talking. But what I've learned, you know, is it's best just to be steady. You know, don't hang from the rafters when everything is going good. Don't put your head down when life is bad. So I try to just keep a balanced head. Actually, before this game, me and 51 got into it a little bit, and I just had to tell myself, that's not your game. Keep your cool. So we didn't get it done. Don't like the Detroit Lions. Really don't like them. I'm sure there's some good people in Detroit, but as far as their football team, you know, I can't wait to see them in the playoffs.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.